Welcome into the End the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com for Friday, April the 10th, Maker's Mark Mile Day. And it's a great renewal of that Grade 1 race that we'll get to here in a bit as part of our analysis of the late Pick 4. Tom Leach, along with Jim Goodman, Keeneland's Director of Wagering Development. A Grade 3 stake leads off the Pick 4. It's the FanDuel Limestone Turf Sprint at 5.5 furlongs for 3-year-old fillies. Cyfair won the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint and makes her debut for 2026. So can you beat her, Jim?
Well, I think you can. But before we do that, I think we both gave out the Pick 4 on Wednesday. I know I had
good.
A sprint ticket and paid $124.
All right.
So we made a little bit of money.
All right, yes.
So I thought I would announce that first and brag a little bit because I'm pretty sure you had it too. Cyfair has looked like, I mean, she's going to be 9-to-5, maybe shorter with Red and George Weaver and the Breeders' Cup Juvenile Turf Sprint winner from last year. However, this is her first time back. She's not going to be totally cranked. She's getting ready for some races down the road at Churchill and or Saratoga. So if you're going to beat her, I think this is a good time to take a shot. And I'm going to take a shot with two of them. One of them is an obvious one with Patrick Biancone's filly, Lenny Lou. And if Lenny Lou finishes first, Andy Biancone may just take the whole track over because she's here working with FanDuel. So this is her favorite filly, and if she wins, I think it'll be a nice little show in the winner's circle with Andy. And she's got a shot. I mean, she's been extremely consistent. She's 5-for-7 lifetime. This is her first time at Keeneland on the turf. She's actually made her debut here and broke her maiden on a sloppy track back in April of 25, and then they put her on the turf, and she's won 4 out of 6 since then. So I think Lenny Lou has a shot in here if Cyfair is not at the top of her game. Another filly I think that might have a shot if she's improved over the winter is Quiet Street for Bill Mott. The three races on her card last year, 73 buyers, 74 and 74, one of them at Kentucky Downs and two of them in New York. But what's most impressive is she broke her maiden at 5.5 furlongs at Saratoga. Went to Kentucky Downs, and she won there, and then went as the second choice in the Miss Rio, and ran third, got beat 2.5 to ground support, and Deep Learning came out of that race and won back. She hadn't been out since October, so she may not be cranked either, but 10-to-1 for Mott and Alvarado. I'm going to take a shot here, and that's the two, I think, that have a shot at beating Cyfair.
I'm just going to go too deep in here. I'm going to obviously use Cyfair, but I'm going to try Lenny Lou to beat her. I know the connections, Patrick Biancone, from talking to his daughter Andy, who's part of the FanDuel team, that they were high on this horse from the start. And I think Lenny Lou broke her maiden first time out at Keeneland. Won her 3-year-old debut last month, and I thought that was a little bit of an edge in the matchup with Cyfair, who hasn't been out since Breeders' Cup weekend. So maybe that will give Lenny Lou what she needs to turn the tables on Cyfair from their matchup on Breeders' Cup Day last year. Cy has stayed aboard this filly is also a plus, I thought. Eighth race is a first-level allowance on the main track at 6 furlongs. Fillies and mares forward up. Tatia Roa is where I landed. 10-to-1 on the morning line. I don't think we'll get that because she flashed big-time potential in her maiden win on Oaks Day last year, and then something went wrong. But if she's right, she can win this for trainer Phil Bauer, and she's training awfully well. So I'm going to take her, but I'm going to use two others. She's a Gemma, who came off a layoff out at Oaklawn and broke her maiden by 9 and change. And then Chatter has improved in both starts since moving into the Saffy Joseph barn. So I'm going to stick there with those three, but I'm going to try to get to Tia Roa home first at hopefully a little bit of a price anyway. How about you?
Well, I'm right with you on those horses. I thought I might slip in to Tia Roa, but you seem to catch the same long shots that I do. Of course, one thing, you're right, it's not going to be 10-to-1, and you may give this one out as your long shot of the day.
No, in fact, the Rigney stable usually bets their horses, and this horse, if she's training well, like the money will show, and so I didn't think I'd get anything close enough to even try her as a long shot.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think she's going to be more like 4-to-1, 5-to-1,
yeah.
Maybe. but with our red writing and her obviously talent, maybe that's a good price on her.
Oh yeah,
I'm gonna use Chatter. I'm gonna use some of the obvious horses, but I'm gonna also use Touch of the Tape that you did not mention. And this is a Wesley Ward horse that he took to Turfway after breaking her maiden at Keeneland here last fall by 4 3/4. And at Turfway, she went off as a favorite, had the lead top of stretch and gave it up. I'm just thinking she might not have liked the synthetic. And if she runs back to the 82 buyer at Keeneland last year, she's right there with these horses, even though she doesn't have as much experience. I look at that just having a little more upside. So I think Cut to the Chase and Velasquez saves them out. So I'm going to go forward even here with the ones you mentioned plus Cut to the Chase.
Yeah, Cut to the Chase was the one I left off. Probably would be wise to include that one. The ninth race, third leg of the late pick four, is the grade one Maker's Mark Mile. Four-year-olds it up at a mile on the turf. This wraps up the turf pick three, the $3 turf pick three that starts in the fifth race on Friday. And I couldn't make enough of a case to talk myself into beating Notable Speech, who's going to be the big favorite. Two-time grade one winner. If he has any vulnerability, it's the layoff, but I just think he's going to be ready to fire. So I'm going to take that one to beat Rhetorical, who did not run poorly at all, was fourth in the Breeders' Cup Mile behind Notable Speech, only beaten two lengths. And Rhetorical won the Turf Mile grade one here at Keeneland with a 101 buyer back in October. So I think one of those two likely wins it. I'm going to add one more horse, and that's the other Godolphin horse. Amori City was third in a Breeders' Cup race as a two-year-old back in 24. So certainly has some talent. And, you know, because of that and it's the Godolphin connections, I just thought this horse, you know, probably has more ability than the morning line reflects. And so I'm going to add that one to, in the hopes of maybe catching a bomb in there on the Maker's Mark Mile. So going three deep on my pick four ticket, Notable Speech, the favorite on top. How'd you see it?
Yeah, when I looked at the race when it was drawn, I thought if Notable Speech were not in here, this would be an outstanding betting race.
Yes.
Because I really don't know. I think Rhetorical would probably be the choice, but would not be the slam dunk that Notable Speech is. And I think if he shows up with his best game, he's going to win this. I mean, you look at the time form numbers from overseas, and then the way he, you know, reacted to his shipment over here and won the Woodbine Mile and followed it up with a Breeders' Cup Mile win. William Buick, Charlie Appleby, not much better connections than that with a Godolphin horse. So I think Noble Speech, I didn't single him out just in case he doesn't fire his best. I think Rhetorical is the next most likely winner, as you did. But the one I'm leaving off is Deterministic, and it would not shock me if Miguel Clement brought this horse back. Carmouche comes in to ride. He doesn't ride much at Keeneland, and this horse had back-to-back wins in New York last summer of the Manhattan at Four-Star Davy. Not many horses have that double on their resume, so he's certainly got some talent, and if he's ready, he's going to be right there as well. So that's the one that I might regret leaving off, but I'm going to go with the two obvious ones for Torres and Notable Speech.
And that gets us to race 10 to wrap up this late pick four. It's a maiden claimer at the 50K level. Three-year-olds and up, 6.5 on the main track. How did you see the finale?
Well, I thought the two horses that look like they're 1-2 finished 2-3 in the maiden special weight at Fairgrounds back in January. That's Chappelle for Whit Beckman and Swagging for Wayne Catalano. Swagging came back and ran not too well at the maiden special weight level. He was four wide and he went up at 2-1, so I'm not sure that he obviously didn't move forward for that. But he was right there with Chappelle, and it wouldn't shock me to have them run 1-2 in here. I'm going to use Westy's horse, I'm Trouble. Horse is 13 for the right distance and the right circus. Seems to like 6.5 furlongs, but he's run on the turf twice and on the synthetic once. Now they're dropping 50,000, changing everything, going to dirt, taking blinkers off. So I think Wesley's looking, they're trying everything with this one, and I think, you know, maybe it works, and I'm Trouble can move forward and get the win at 9-2 for And then I'm going to throw in a wild card here. In a maiden claimer, I always try to use the best first-time starter, but they haven't lost yet. And I thought in this one, Spark for Andrew McKeever has a long series of work at Keeneland, working on the training track back before the rain track opened, and he's had six or seven works on the main track. And Andrew McKeever is not known for first-time starters, but he is a good trainer with a very small barn. So Spark at 20-1 in here might be pulling up this.
I'm going five deep. I used three of the ones you mentioned, but I took one on top that was not on your list, and that's Don's Last Ride. I mainly took this one because Joe Sharp has good numbers on the drop from maiden special weight to maiden claiming, and that is always a really significant drop down for any horse, and I think that could move Don's Last Ride up because he ran first time out against maiden special weight company, showed some speed. He's by Candy Ride, so there's good reason to believe he can handle the dirt just fine. So I'm going to take Don's Last Ride on top. Chappelle and Swagging, certainly you have to use. I'm Trouble's on my list. And then the other one I threw in was Barker the Nine. Saez riding for Chris Davis, who is 20% on cutting horses back from a route to a sprint. This horse went a mile last time, so cutting back from two turns to one turn at 6.5 furlongs could help Barker a little bit. Second start off a little bit of a break. So I'm going to use five in the last leg. So pick four ticket. I'm going to start with the 8 and the 9, Lenny Lou and Cy Fair. Then go, I'm going to go 2, 4, 5, 6. I'm going to add the Wesley Ward horse. Then 1, 4, 5, and then 2, 5, 6, 7, 9. So that'd be a $60 ticket for me. How did you structure yours?
Mine is $48, 4, 8, 9 with 2, 4, 5, 6 with 1, 4 with 2, 5, 7, 8.
And now we also are giving out a $3 late pick three every day, since that is the new wager on the Keeneland menu this spring. And I took, this will start in the 8th race, of course, I took 2, 5, and 6, the three horses that I liked. I'm going to leave off Cut to the Chase on this particular bet and just go to Tia Roa, She's a Gemma, and a Chatter. I'm going to use Notable Speech, Rhetorical, and Amori City. I take that back. I'm actually going to leave out Rhetorical. I'm just going to use the two Godolphins. I think Notable Speech, thought about just singling Notable Speech, and I thought, well, I'm going to throw in the other Godolphin as well because he'll be a price. So I'm going to use 4 and 5, so 2, 5, 6 with 4, 5, and then I'm going to go 2, 5, 6, 7, in the last race and not include Barker, who I had on my pick four ticket. So that's a $72 ticket for that $3 late pick three. How about you?
Well, I went 2, 4, 5, 6, and then I'm going to single Notable Speech as you started to in the pick three, and then use the same horses as I did in the pick four with 2, 5, 7, 8. So that's a 4 by 4 by 3, so that's $48 ticket.
Really nice card with the two graded stakes headlined by the Grade 1 Maker's Mark Mile. And it should be just a great day of racing, good weather and all. So best of luck with your plays on the Friday card. We'll be back to take a look at the Saturday card, which is includes another Grade 1, the Jenny Wiley, plus the Grade 3 Stone Street Lexington. So that'll be coming up on Saturday. For now, we'll bid you adieu and good luck. For Jim Goodman, I'm Tom Leach, and this is the End the Money Podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.